Welcome to Talks from the Bible. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. Luke 1:31-32. The future of this child is known even before his conception in the womb of Mary. The child was named by the God of heaven, and his path in the world was laid out by the Heavenly Father. Jesus was an earthly child with a heavenly father, and a heavenly child with an earthly mother. Jesus would be great and would be seated by the God of heaven upon the throne of David. As the preaching ministry of Jesus began, he came saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel." Mark 1:15. The Jewish audience which heard him preach must turn from the law of Moses and embrace the gospel of Christ. Jesus' greatness would be found in his obedience to the Father, in fulfilling the promises that God had made concerning eternal redemption for all of humanity. Jesus would provide eternal blessings upon a race that was steeped in sin. The sin that separated the heart of man from the heart of God would be resolved in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Romans 5:10-11. The blessing of joy both now and forever was bestowed upon a society wasting away in sin. Jesus would be rejected by the very people that he had come to redeem. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. John 1:11-12. That rejection would result in his crucifixion upon the cross, whereby the gate of mercy would forever be open. The blood of animals had been spilled for centuries so that God would grant forgiveness. As the high priest entered into the holy place every year with blood of others, Hebrews 9:25. But a new day had dawned. Christ, now once in the end of the world, hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. Hebrews 9:26-28. We behold greatness in a sacrifice so divine that sin can be forgiven and purged. Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Revelation 1:5. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.